Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage and support salespeople. Six questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they just won't shut up. So here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Karen Lynn. I'm a rapid success coach. So I work with female entrepreneurs to help them remove the limiting beliefs that are holding them back from that success that they know that they want, that they need, that they desire. And I give them the tools that they need in order to create a successful, streamlined, easy to run, scalable business.
Love it. Love it. Karen, question number two, what part of sales is the best?
Connecting with people. I love, you know, just talking to people one-on-one, having conversations like this or in person, and getting to know somebody and what they're struggling with, and see if I am able to help them, if I do have the tools that can get them to the results that they want. That, for me, is the most powerful part. And then watching them transform once we work together.
Yeah, watching them from where they were to where they are now. I love that part too. So question number three, what part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging?
So for me, I've started my first business 24 years ago. So that was face-to-face, you know, word of mouth, handshakes, looking people in the eyes. So for me, when I started my online business, the hardest part was making that connection with people in a virtual space. It was very foreign to me. And for me, it felt hard for a while to make that connection with somebody else, you know, on the other side of the world, just by using a video or by my text. So it was a little challenging for me, to say the least.
Right. Just basically sitting down in front of people, you know, online, where you're not actually able to like really talk to them. I totally get it there. So question number four, what other CEOs, business owners, people who manage to support salespeople that you know that you think be a great guest for Secret Sales Sauce Podcast?
One of my favorite mentors, his name is Alex Jeffries. He's head of the Clients in Abundance Group, and he has a way of creating this connection marketing where he can put himself into the shoes of his audience, and he can speak to their challenges. He can speak to their greatest fears. He can speak to them in such a way that his content, like his text post online, connects with people in such a way that they're like, how did you get into my mind? How are you reading my thoughts when I have never expressed them to anybody in my life? So he's an idol of mine, and he's a fantastic salesperson.
I will look him up when we are done here. Let's get to question number five and give everyone a sample of that Karen's secret sales sauce.
Oh, fantastic. So once I was able to figure out the marketing strategies that worked, it was all about creating a one-on-one connection. When I first started, I was just posting things online, you know, like, I've got this great product, it will work for you, it will give you this amazing transformation, kind of like so many other people are doing. So what I chose to do is what I learned from Alex Jeffries, is to share my story and to create content that I was sharing my struggles, I was sharing challenges, I was sharing the ups and downs that I had gone through in my business. And it connected people to me. People could see themselves in my story. You know, I'm a single mom. I've been doing in business for 24 years, trying to, you know, put food on the table and pay the rent. And, you know, people could see themselves in that. And I think just having that, like, I'm just like you, you know, I've gotten to the other side and I can help you get there too, is really the secret sauce that I have. It's just being able to show people that, or show them through my story that there is a way through to the other side.
Right. So basically what you're doing is, your strategy is that, you know, share your story, and from sharing your story, you're going to get business.
Exactly. Yeah. So people will comment and, you know, like, this resonates with me, or how can you help me? Or, you know, how can we work together? It's really powerful. So I don't feel like salesy like a lot of people think. I just feel like I'm just sharing myself, you know, being very vulnerable, and it's just attracting people to me, which is, it feels really good to me, because I think the thought of being a salesperson, you know, it has that connotation, and that's not what I wanted to be, like, this the spammy person. So for me, this feels really authentic, and it works really, really well.
Awesome. Let's get to question number six, most important question of the podcast, Karen. Tell me about your first sale.
My first sale was in my first business. So that was 24 years ago. It was a daycare center that I had opened when my son was 1 year old. And the first sale was just a word of mouth, because it was, that's what we did back then, right? And it was a family friend. I ended up watching their baby. He was the first sale that I had. My first client, you know, was a little 4-month-old little baby. But it felt good, and it kept me going. That was the first sale of many, and I kept in business for 8 years, and it supported me and my kids while you know, and I was able to stay home with them. So, and when I was actually just talking about that last weekend when I saw the baby's grandfather. I'm like, your grandson was my first client ever.
love it there. So Karen, you now have 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question, talk about the jars behind you, whatever you want.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So I'll promote myself really quickly. So my website is Coach Karen Lynn. And again, I work with women who have limiting beliefs that are holding them back, mostly in business, but also just in life. So I work with women there. I've got a great Facebook group, which is called From Frazzled to Fabulous, because we all want to feel fabulous. And most of us are feeling frazzled at the moment. So I like to watch that transition. The jars in the back are lots of herbs and spices and different things. I like to concoct herbal remedies and body products and all that fun stuff. So I do that. And let me ask you a question, Bob.
I'll allow it.
All right. So how did you get started with the podcast? What was your impetus to jump into this?
Previous company I had, I was talking to my coach about how I've always wanted to do a podcast. She said, great, you have 24 hours to schedule your first guest.
I love it.
Yeah. So one of the things that I don't like about podcasting is two major things. Number one, they give a ton of homework. Perfect example, I was just on a radio show and I love the guy, but it took me 15 minutes to fill out the paperwork. And then it was an hour because, you know, prep time for the, you know, pre-production, 30 minutes, post-production, that part, you know, all that stuff there. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to make a podcast that makes it very simple where you don't have to work about that. So my previous podcast has a little more of a Stephen Colbert, like a personality. But now that I'm switching more to corporate work there, I have something a little more chill. It's a little more who I am.
It's fabulous. Yes, I love your dynamic here. It's wonderful. Again, like I told you before, your energy is amazing. So yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes. Because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they won't shut up. Say your website real quick.
CoachKarenLynn.com.
Perfect. Karen, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.